petty bullshit shouldn't excite you on your birthday. It's your fucking birthday.
Heating up your what?
I'm gonna heat up some nuts.
Ooh. Yeah. Can we? We need to actually talk about that. This fucking scammy thing that happened to you with the fucking
nuts.
Yeah,
they scam me for the hot nuts. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I like a good hot nut, but they did me dirty. Man. I like a good cashew.
Those cashews are great, but I don't know. I feel like that guy gypped you, and it's talking about he had no change, but he pulled out a full wad of dollars. I don't understand.
He tried to. You know what?
I did not understand that. Oh, I don't have any dollars. What?
Then what are you in business for? Then what are you in business for? You don't got no extra. You got no change.
I guess for some clarity, guys. You know, in the mall, those freaking nut carts. You know, they have like the warm like cashews and almonds and this, that, and the third. And every time we go to the mall and we grab these, we always grab the nuts because honestly, it's one of our favorite mall snacks next to fucking Cinnabon.
So well, I don't buy Cinnabon when I go to the mall.
No, we buy nuts.
I'm much classier.
We do nuts. So
wait, can I just let you know? I mean, our whole nut shit came from like the nut.
That's from back in New York.
Yeah, because in New York City, in the streets, there's people are selling nuts. Yeah, on every corner.
The nut guys.
Yeah, the nut. Like, yo, you get in New York. If you want nuts, yo, you get nuts.
Especially
in New
during York. The wintertime. Like when you used to walk, especially if you used to shop on 34th Street for your Christmas gifts and whatever. Christmas shopping in New York is unparalleled to anything else, honestly. But anyways.
I'm here heating up these fucking nuts.
Fucking, you would go shopping on 34th Street. On every other corner, you're going to find these carts with nuts. Anywho's, we like that shit.
Honey roasted, baby. Pause.
So we went recently to the outlets here to do some quick shopping, and they had a cart where you can buy nuts. And of course, we stopped. We're waiting in line, and they have a special that's like three bags for $15, which is, in my opinion, expensive for nuts. But whatever.
It's still, yeah, it's expensive. Damn, that shit was loud. It's expensive. They are they're overpricing.
They're overpricing them.
They're overpricing. You didn't need to
heat up
both,
babe. You should just heat up one.
Oh, I was gonna give you your own nuts.
It's fine. Okay. So yeah, it's $15. So Jose hands the guy a 20.
I give him a 20, so I can get three bags of nuts.
And he's supposed to get $5 back. The guy only hands him $3 bills.
He hands me $3, but he like rolled it up and put it in my hand, and just turned around like everything.
Turned around like nothing. Everything.
And
was
I
fine.
Looked at, it, I counted, it, and I'm like, "Hey, you know, you're missing $2." So then he looks at me, and he looks. He's just like, I didn't have enough change. First of all, why didn't you mention that you didn't have enough change?
Yeah, you're supposed to say something,
You could have told me that in the beginning. Then I'm like, all right, hold up. I got exact change. I think I have exact change because I had some more dollars.
And at this point, I didn't hear what was going on. I already had walked off a little bit with the bag of nuts. So I was like up ahead. So I didn't hear the exchange or like what was going on. But then Jose comes back, you know, with his face, and I'm like, what happened? He's telling me the story that the guy was like, handed him the $3, didn't say shit, and then Jose counted, turned back around, and was like, yo, you're missing $2. And the guy's like, yeah, it's exact change. I don't have any other change to give you. Well, first of all, you're supposed to say something. You don't just hand people then, short what they owe.
Yeah, but then I was like, all right, so give me my 20 back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you $15. So I start counting my money, but I had only $14.
You should have told me because I had.
Yeah, but I, you know, you kind of started walking away. I'm here like, whatever, I got this. Now, keep in mind, he was taking card. For most payments, he was taking card.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's still making money on because he's charging an extra
fee. He's charging extra for you to swipe the card.
Exactly. So
my whole thing, that's just weird because then when I'm looking back at Jose and I'm looking at their exchange, I'm like, okay, the guy pulls out a fucking wad of cash. And I'm looking at him counting the cash. And when Jose tells me the story, I was like, babe, that's impossible. Because you know what he pulled out a fucking wad of money.
Let me just end it. And then I can say what I thought about it afterwards. Pretty much, I count it. And I'm like, oh, I only got 14. So I looked at him and I was like, you know what? Just give me what you got. Whatever. And so I just took the money. And I was like, fuck this shit. Because I was already pissed off. By the way, I was already kind of having a shitty day. But we'll get into that later. So whatever. Long story short, I get it. I'm like, whatever. I'm down $2. Whatever. You know, I keep walking. But then I'm walking and I'm here thinking about it. I'm like, everything he's selling is literally like either $5, $10, $15. So I'm like, why didn't he just give me a whole $5 bill?
He had $5 bills. That's what I'm saying.
So either the motherfucker can't count or he's just like on some shit. Because he kept telling me, he kept pointing at a sign like, yo, exact change. So if I don't have exact change, whatever you give me is what you give me. Like that was his whole policy. And I'm looking at him like, yo, this dude is like on here like trying to be, you know, looking fresh and shit. Like, you know, it's not like some old guy. It's a young kid.
He had a full wad of cash, babe.
And I'm here like, I thought about it.
Give you a $5 bill back?
I thought about it after we left and we already went to another store. And I walked out and I was like, you know what? That shit kind of got me tight. Like,
Rita it made me... pendejo.
Nah, well, fuck. Come on now. Take it easy. No, but it was like after the fact that I really thought about it. And I was like, wait.
Literally, we're walking away and Jose's telling me the story. I'm like, babe, that makes zero sense. He has a full wad of cash. I'm looking at him. He's counting 20s, 10s, 5s. And he's, what the fuck is he talking about?
So, you know what I'm thinking? What if he did that to everybody? He's just making an extra $2. He's just making an
extra $2 off of everybody
who walks by. Every transaction. Mm-hmm. So, he's over here just flipping fucking nuts. And the shit got me tight. These nuts weren't even hot like that.
No, they weren't even that hot. They're supposed to be hot.
Because we bought the same brand nuts at the mall a week before.
Yeah.
And they were perfectly hot. No problems. The Spanish lady knew what the deal was once we showed up. She had exact change. She was like, here's your nuts.
Anyways, hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to Mad Late.
All you hear is fucking microwave sounds. Jose banging the microwave door closed.
And I'm about to get some water, so they're about to hear these acoustics.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is Mad Late.
Wait, hold on. I want to see if they hear the... ASMR of the water. Let's see if this does something for you guys right here. Yo, you know that shit sounded nice, yo. You know that shit sounded nice. Wow.
Great job, babe.
I hope you guys have to pee now.
Great job.
Go on.
Well, guys, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to episode 12. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. This is your wonderful host, Desi.
And Suave.
And Nito Weedo.
Magneto's in the house. Shout out to all of our potatoes. All the papas out there. We fuck with all of y'all.
And guys, this is a special episode.
Very special episode.
Special episode because...
They ain't ready. They ain't ready.
It's somebody's birthday, guys. Bam, bam, bam. Hey.
Somebody...
It's Jose's birthday today, guys.
Oh, man.
The day that this drops,
this episode drops, it will be my birthday, and I will be turning 19.
He'll be turning 23.
I like how that sounds.
Backwards.
Backwards, yeah. I'm in my 30s, y'all. I'm getting old. I'm an old man now. I'm much more distinguished.
Happy birthday, baby.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you. It's nice of you to acknowledge.
More life, yeah.
More life.
How you feel?
I'm feeling old.
You've been felt like that.
Yeah, I've been feeling like that. My back hurt.
Nothing new.
Things are like I'm just old now, you know? Like I just kind of want to do old shit. And I feel like I'm slow.
But you've been like that for like 5 years.
God damn. You violated.
Or Jose's like, oh, my back hurts. I feel slow. I don't want to do anything. You've been like that for like 5 years.
I'm so sluggish right now, you know? Let me put the mic on the stand. I don't even want to hold the mic on this episode.
You shouldn't have to, birthday boy.
Hey, I like your attitude, yo. I like that shit. Let me eat these hot nuts.
Guys, it is Jose's birthday for real, though. If you want to show some love, make sure to go on Instagram, throw some birthday cake emojis under some posts.
Yo, go under my post and put a nice birthday cake right there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like sweets.
I'll drop his Cash App if you want to leave a dollar.
Yo, deadass, this is the only episode where my Cash App will be in the description.
I'm fucking weak. You better not.
I'm gonna do it anyways. Bing bang.
Bing bang.
Now, you know what? These nuts, because they're honey roasted, we have to crunch a lot, and I feel like it's going to be a distraction for the show. We can't eat these nuts on the show.
Well,
it makes too much noise. Too bad. No. We have to eat, like, silent snacks, like that Reese's peanut butter cup right there.
No, seriously, though. I'm happy to celebrate another year with you. More life.
Yo, my guy, God I'm happy bless. To celebrate another year with myself.
Another year. I mean, we had this conversation earlier, not to get all deep and shit, but like, I think especially this year, we've learned to appreciate every moment, every day.
Time is everything.
Time is one of the things that everyone feels like we don't have enough of. And like, I don't know. We had a conversation earlier. It was pretty deep. That was like, we really do have to appreciate.
Yeah, man.
Every day. Be grateful every day. I'm glad we made it to another year. I love you.
Oh, man. Come on. Stop. I don't want to get all deep or, you know, emotional and yeah, whatever. But I do appreciate y'all listening to this podcast. I feel like this podcast is one of the few things in my life that have really brought some joy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the few things that
true story
make me feel like, you know, I have something to keep going for.
Yeah.
And it was a crazy year. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take it there, but I, you know, people that know me know I did lose my mom this year. And this year really, really put into perspective for me just like how valuable time is. Yes. And every time I see like people that I love, you know, just my friends and my family now, I'm like, damn, this could all be gone tomorrow. So we need to enjoy it today. And we need to be grateful for the things we do have. And we got to stop complaining about the shit that we don't have.
Yes.
So we got to just keep striving, keep trying. And even if we think somebody's going to judge us for doing something we love or something we like, we have to just do it, because what if you're gone tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. And we're not just here forever.
And you just didn't try it. So, yeah. I don't want to get all, you know, emotional on y'all, but I just wanted to say that real quick. I just hope that somebody hears that today and applies it to their own life. And hopefully, you know, it makes you feel a certain way. It makes you think about life a certain way. So, yeah, that's all, man, you know. 32.
Here's to 32. And here's to 100 more.
Oh my gosh, 100! Can you imagine 100 more years? me at 132 years old, I'm gonna be so stuck in my ways.
We're gonna be so dusty.
Oh, I'm gonna be a dusty crusty, yo, like a fucking potato that has like the shit growing out of it. You ever find that old potato in the fridge, and it's just got like some
sprouts?
It got a sprout in it, and you're just like, ooh, maybe if we cut around it.
Maybe we,
because we
still
really
eat it.
Want the potato. Let's just cut around it. Nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know.
Also, shout out to all the Sagges out there. It's Sag season.
Yo, it's Sagittarius season, boy. Yeah. We out here, bro. Let me tell you something.
And
I'm not one.
A bunch of our family and friends are born this month.
I'm not one to really go hard for astrology or whatever the fuck. But I'll tell you this: most people who I know that are Sagittarius,
which like, is the majority of everyone we know.
No, but it's really not.
It, for me, it is.
No, yeah, for you, because you're thinking about the birthdays that you have to shop for. Because you're thinking about your mom and
your
grandmother.
I'd be so broke this month.
You're thinking about your mom, your grandmother, and me. But when I think about my friends, and I like, obviously, I have a lot of friends. I'm not trying to gloat here. I'm not trying to, like, you know.
I got a lot of friends.
Excuse me.
Excuse moi.
When I think about my friends from back home, just like the people who I'm really close to, obviously born in all different types of months and shit. But yo, I noticed that it's just something about Sagittarius. Yo, there's something about a Sagittarius, bro. Sagittariuses are fucking dreamers, bro. I have never met a Sagittarius who didn't just fucking have like dreams that they're just like, fuck, I need to find a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's people who just go their whole life.
They're adventurous. They're like, I feel like I've read so many over the years, but like a big trait is just like, if the perfect profession for Sagittarius are like, if they work for an airline, if they work for like,
if they can travel,
if they can travel while they work, because that's, they want to do that. They want to be on the go. They want to see the world. They want to be adventurous, and try new things. Like, I feel like that part is true, where all the Sagittariuses that I've met in my life have always been open to try something new.
Yeah.
Which is more than I can say with other signs.
Yeah. And then, you know, then you got the other signs like, yo, you know, what's up with the Leos? You know, like, I just want to say, I know a lot of Leos, but what the fuck is up with Leos? Oh, like, Leos are so fucking cocky about being Leos that everybody knows that shit, and everybody...
Every Leo I know has a lion tattoo.
They got to get the Leo tattoo. They got to make sure that once this...
Virgos season, are like that, too. Yeah, Virgos are like, I'm a fucking Virgo. Everybody knows they're Virgos.
But they do that whole shit where they, like, when it's their month or whatever... They got to make sure that they talk about it all the time. Everything is just like, my sign, my sign, my sign, my sign. It's to the point where I start to think like, yo, are you making decisions based on your sign? Because
that's based on your horoscope that day?
It kind of looks like that.
I don't do the horoscope thing, but I do the birth charts. I do the birth charts, and I read into birth charts. I'm really into astrology and all that shit, guys. But anywho's, I'm not a Leo.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Desi's an astrologist.
I'm going to give everybody... Because when
she
saw me,
she was like, damn, that boy's going to be a star.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Before I gag, I want to give everybody a moment. I'm going to give you guys a good 10 seconds and guess my sign. Ready? I'm a Taurus.
Yeah. I was gonna say some ghetto ass shit. Just like, I was just thinking about it for a minute there. I was just like, I'm a Bronx bash. Yo, what's your sign, Ma? Brooklyn.
Mossy.
Yo, what's your sign, girl? Flushing Ave.
I'm a Taurus, guys. So shout out to all the Tauruses out there.
Everybody shout I know.
Out to the pair.
Everybody I know who's a Taurus is so fucking stubborn. And that's just fucking annoying.
I don't know. I've been told otherwise.
You're stubborn as fuck. My God, you're stubborn.
Am I really?
You're just like my dad.
Yeah.
You're not your my dad.
Your dad's a Taurus, yeah. That's why me and him get along.
Because I could just be stubborn together, right? Like, no, I don't want water.
Fuck that shit.
He's like, hey, you want some water? No, I don't want water. No, here, have some water. It's good for you. No, I don't want water.
Oh, you're mistaking stubbornness for pridefulness, because we are prideful.
Babe, okay. You're very, very prideful.
I will admit that. I am.
Yo, that pride shit, sometimes I got to put that shit to the side. Real talk, yo.
We all have our flaws. We all have our flaws.
Mm-hmm.
You're an overthinker.
Well, listen. Weren't you going to do one of those quizzes to find out?
Yes.
About my birthday?
Yeah, yeah. In the essence of it being your birthday episode. Birthday and shit.
Yo, this is crazy. This is episode number 12. And 12 represents the month I was born in. This was meant to be.
You're reaching. Uh-huh.
And no, but check this out. Tell me, y'all going to tell me this shit ain't crazy. They're going to tell me this shit ain't crazy. This is episode number 12. Mm. 12 represents the month I was born in. And this episode drops on Wednesday, which is my actual birthday, the 8th. We didn't plan this shit. We happen to drop episodes every Wednesday. It was never planned. It just kind of happened one day. I didn't know my birthday was going to be on a fucking Wednesday. I don't know, man. The signs are there. The signs are fucking there.
I think it's just a coincidence.
It's a fucking coincidence. You're right.
All right. Well, I found two interesting quizzes that I think would be fun for you to take on your birthday.
Hit me.
So this first one is called, what historical event happened on your birthday? What world-changing event do you share an anniversary with?
I bet it's going to be some bullshit.
Okay, first question. When were you born? What month were you born? So, okay, you are a December baby.
Yeah, you go ahead and you got to answer the questions on your phone.
I am. Okay, and then your date? What's today, guys?
Wednesday the 8th.
December 8th.
The 8th, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so December 8th. This is kind of depressing. December 8th, 1980, former member of the Beatles, John Lennon, is shot and killed by a fan.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
In New York City.
In New York City. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That shit happened on my birthday.
1980, 9 years before you were born.
9 years before my birthday, bro.
Yeah. Baby, John Lennon, he was part of the Beatles.
He's a fucking icon, bro. This was meant to be, bro. See, I might be a reincarnation.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
On some, like, 9 years later type shit.
You are reaching.
I'm reaching. But that's crazy. I did not know that happened on December 8th.
Yeah.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
I mean.
That's fucking nuts.
It's kind of depressing, but okay.
I thought you were going to say some bullshit like, on this day, fucking the Honey Bunches of Oats company was established or some stupid shit like that.
And the other one was what weird food holiday lands on your birthday? Like, you know how there's like National Donut Day and things like that?
My shit better be lit. It better not be no zucchini day. Yeah, I'm scrolling down to
your birthday. December 8th. Oh my God, babe. If this is not the perfect fucking thing that to land on your birthday.
What is it?
What do you think it is? I'm going to let you take two guesses.
Is it a donut?
It's not a donut.
Is it something sweet?
It is something sweet.
Is it something I like?
It's something you love.
Puss. No.
You fucking clown.
No, that's more of a savory thing. Anyway. No, seriously.
This lands on your birthday. This is so cool.
Is it a cookie?
Baby, what is a dessert you love?
Like chocolate?
Yeah.
Nutella?
No.
Brownie?
It's National Brownie Day.
Yo, I'm a fucking brownie, bro.
It's National Brownie Day. So, guys. I love
the brownies.
And not only is today Jose's birthday, it's fucking National Brownie Day.
Yo. Today, if y'all listening to this on a day it dropped, yo, go get a fucking brownie, yo.
Yo, in commemoration.
Yo, get a brownie and deposit like $5 into the Cash App because it's fucking lit today, boy. Yo, I feel like this is way too many coincidences for my birthday.
I mean, the John Lennon thing was kind of sad, but like.
It's sad, but it's kind of dope.
But fucking. The brownie day shook me. I'm not going to lie. Like, how big of a coincidence is that? That's love brownies.
Well, when we started dating, you made me brownies when you were trying to show me that you like me.
I did make you brownies. It was one of the first desserts I made for you.
You weren't even dating yet. You gave me a whole fucking tin of brownies talking about happy birthday, boo-boo. Oh. I was like, damn.
Wow.
That literally happened. So don't play it. Don't play yourself. We were not even dating. And you made me a whole thing of brownies. You put a note in there with little hearts talking about, I think you're cute, blah, 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 blah.
I did do that.
All right. Just
good
so,
for you.
Just so we all
well,
know.
Well, I'm glad that you just found out that it's National Brownie Day on your motherfucking birthday.
On your motherfucking birthday.
Maybe I'll get you some brownies. I'm doing another one. It's your fucking birthday.
It's your fucking birthday. Ooh, that's the best birthday song I've ever heard.
It's if anybody knows that song, shout outs to Drake. Remember Chris D'Elia made a video?
Yeah.
That was like, yo, can you imagine him in the recording studio? Drake Dike, hold on, run that back. It's your
It's your fucking birthday. It's your
and then everybody in the studio like, damn, son, that's fire. run that back.
Run that back, Turbo.
Hold on, it's your brrr. It's but, your fucking birthday.
What was on the docket anyways? I mean, we didn't even really plan today. Today was just more of a fuck it, we gonna talk.
Well, it's your birthday, man. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know. What the hell do you write in here?
Let me see.
You wrote, Candy Day Pale Elbow?
What the fuck are you reading? Says,
what I got. What the heck do you write?
You can't read, oh, bro. Oh,
and then under that you wrote Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to talk about that.
But what did you write before that? It says Candy Day.
Candle.
Oh, Candle Day. Yo, your writing look like ass.
Guys, if you didn't know, this past weekend, it was Candle Day. Bath & Body Works and all these other places like Yankee Candle and all this bullshit had huge sales. Got a shit ton of candles, guys. Shit ton of candles. That's not a ripoff. Those candles are usually like Bath & Body Works, those big three-wick candles are like $25 on the regular.
That's, I feel like it's not worth it. I love them. Don't get me wrong. I fucking love them shits.
Jose loves it.
I love
when he comes home and I have them all turned on.
But we go through them shits fast. And I feel like $25, like shit, I can get a haircut.
No, yeah. Well, I didn't pay $25 for them. I never do. I never pay full price for fucking Bath & Body Works candles.
I know, but still, they can suck a dick. Even at $10 a pop.
They're with $10, yeah.
And we showed up with six of them. Let me chill before, you know, because they're probably auditing me right now. Some people will know what we're talking about in the future when we make that. Anyways, so yeah, man, those fucking candles, it's a blessing and a curse.
It's a blessing. I think it's a good deal for Bath & Body Works candles, but if you're not into that, you know.
Yo, I never give a fuck about a candle, and I still don't also, care about candles.
FYI, great idea for, like, white elephant gifts or things like that. Like, we were in the area, and I was going to a white elephant party, like, right afterwards, and I was like, damn, should I bring candles?
Yo, not for nothing, but I bet you would have wanted a candle. Like, when they were doing the white elephant gifts?
We had pretty funny white elephant gifts, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but I bet if there was a nice candle there, you probably would have been like, ooh, I want that one. I probably would have done it. Well, anyways, like I was saying, I never give a fuck about candles, and I still don't really care. But living here in this fucking candle environment with Desiree, I somehow have grown to like the scent.
I like luxury things, guys. I'll spend all my money on fucking candles, oils, soaps.
I like coming home to like a house smelling like fucking whatever.
Pernil. No. Kidding.
That too. I like when the house smells like food. But yeah, when it's nice candles lit, you know, it's dope. It's dope as shit. I like having them around. I just hate what they cost. Cause I don't feel like I get the value for it.
Same. It's like when I pay for water, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Shit comes out of my tap. But whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like
I can make my own scents.
Yeah, fart so, in a jar? Like, what do you mean you can make your own scents?
Yo, remember when Erykah Badu released a perfume that smelled like her pussy?
I heard about that. Did it really?
Yeah, that was like two years ago.
It was just a gimmick, right, for her to sell them?
It was like a gimmicky thing.
Like an ad.
Let me look it up on my phone. Because that literally happened like 2 years ago. And people were fucking going hard for it. It was like, I want that fucking Toto shit.
I don't think it really did. I think she was just saying that to sell them.
Imagine it just smells like clean.
Yeah, and just smells like whatever, flowers and shit. And she's like, that's my Toto. Smells like flowers. You know, I think it was just a gimmick for her to sell it.
Yo, talking about fucking gimmicks or selling or whatever the fuck you want to talk about. We got to talk about this fucking Spider-Man movie coming out because...
Yeah, you got to explain this to me because I don't know.
This shit is stupid, right? First of all, the movie's going to be amazing.
The new Spider-Man movie.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But what's happening is, and this used to happen all the time. You know, the pre-sale comes out.
Yeah.
So the movie comes out this month, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. The pre-sale is out. Now, with the pre-sale, you know, people are trying to get their tickets so that on the first day or the first weekend, you know, tickets, they fly off, you know, off the ticket, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
They fly off the shelves?
Like, I was going to say fly off the shelf, but that don't make sense. They, you know, the box office, like they sell
out.
Yeah,
yeah, they sell out.
So everybody wants to be like the first to watch the movie or whatever.
Yeah, because God forbid you have to watch it a few days later.
Exactly. So people, you know, they do the pre-sale and they buy their tickets early. So tell me how a couple days ago when this shit was happening, there were people reselling their tickets for fucking thousands of dollars.
Are people actually buying them?
Well, I honestly feel like it's one of those things where people say that, but nobody actually paid for it.
Because I don't think anybody's going to actually pay. Why would they pay thousands of dollars when they can just be like, take the L and be like, okay, I'll just watch it 3 days later for whatever. But
people are saying there's a chance. People are saying there's a chance you won't be able to see it for like 2 weeks.
I don't know. But you know what? That's a really hard
thing. Shit like that used to happen. Shit like that used to happen to us in New York. Because in New York, it was so condensed, so much fucking people.
Sure,
but out here, we can go to the movies and we'll find a showtime.
Not even, because it's so hard to say that when there's so many movie theaters in like a city, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you may not be able to see it at this theater here, but you can probably see it at the other theater. Well, yeah, that's the thing.
People got to get creative and pick different theaters. And
pick different theaters pick the same or whatever. Theaters they go to or like day. Just wait a couple days. Like, it's not that fucking serious. Are you mean to tell me that people are willing to pay $1,000 to be the guy? I'm one of the first people to watch the fucking movie when literally 2 days later, other people are going to watch it for $10 and be like, yeah, I saw it. It was great. You look fucking stupid. You wasted $1,000.
This is my thing with that, too. I feel like it's one of the reasons it's stupid is because normally with things like that, with hustles like that, I don't always think they're stupid because I've taken advantage of hustles like that. And I know people who have taken advantage of hustles like that when it comes to sneakers, shit like that. Like, obviously, I have friends who were really heavy in the resale game. And I used to be part of that, like, for, like, a little bit. And even with other things. But the difference with this is, it's not an item. You know what I'm saying? It's just a fucking movie that's going to be keep replaying every fucking day.
Right. So it's going to keep playing. People are going to wait a couple days, it'll be
$15.
Right.
Well, if you live in New York, a movie ticket's like $48. Yeah. Plus
if tax. You, in New York, that's just $50, but whatever. Movie theater, it didn't hit me till we moved out of New York where it's like going to the movies is not that expensive. Because when we used to live in New York, we used to go watch movies a lot.
But it was like a part of the budget.
We would literally save about $50 a piece so we can go to the movie theater.
Like back, I remember back then when we would be like, yo, we're going to do like a normal day of us just
chilling. And we would take turns. Like this week you get the tickets.
And next week
I'll get the tickets.
And it was always some shit where it was like, yo, whether we're going to go to eat or even if it was just like a simple day and we're just going to get Chipotle. Because even Chipotle is more expensive in New York than anywhere else. So it would be like, okay, I had to mentally set $100 in my head just for that. Because it was like the movie tickets for you and me was $50.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Because it was like $25.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest ticket was like $18. The cheapest. Yeah. That's like no IMAX, no nothing, bare minimum. No recliners, nothing. That's what we would pay like that. So for us to get like decent movie tickets was always $25 and up. And remember that one time we did like that 4DX shit?
Oh my God.
That shit was literally like
$30.
It was like $40 a person. That was when we saw like that one of those Fast and Furious movies that was kind of whack. Anyways, just to get to the point, I remember it would be like $50 for that. And then Chipotle for you and me would be no joke, like, what was it, like $30?
Yeah.
Because it was always way more in New York. Like.
Yeah, it was and like $15 a bowl.
And then you counter in like, the fact that we're going to be walking in the street, we're going to see the guy selling nuts, and we're going to buy some nuts.
We're going to buy nuts. Then we'll stop at Walgreens to stock up on candy.
Oh, yeah, because we used to sneak our own candy in, because we fucking bums, you know?
And then we would buy a soda.
We'd always buy a soda, because we get the refill, and sometimes we get popcorn, because then you get the craving
for
the popcorn.
Yeah, once you're in the movie theater, you smell it, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, you smell the popcorn, and you're like, you know what? You know, fuck everything I've ever said I was
going to. I'll have popcorn. But, you know, then eventually, because we went to the movie so often, we started racking up our points and getting free popcorn and drinks every time we used to go. So there was a point where we didn't even pay for popcorn or drinks for a while. But still, fucking $50 every time we would go to the fucking theater.
I remember one of the biggest flexes, whatever you want to call it, was Desi and I, obviously, we used to share my Regal account. Oh, my God. Yo, the cat just jumped in front of the mic. Come on, dude. I'm recording here. Go. So Desi and I used to, like, use my Regal card to rack up points. to get free movie tickets and food. Oh, I think I know where you're going with this. But then I remember when you ended up making your own account, because when you used to work in the school with the kids and you would take them on trips to the movie theater.
So one of my biggest life hacks, this is bad because, I mean, I don't work there anymore. It is what it is. But I used to work in the education child services field, and we used to take these trips, especially during the summer. We would take weekly trips. And once a month, we would take them to the movie theaters. And sure, the company pays, obviously, for the tickets for all the kids to go to the movie theaters, whatever. Great. But my life hack was before I used to purchase the movie theater tickets with the
company card.
With the company thing, I would swipe my Regal's reward card so I would get points.
And it's like a whole, it's like.
So I'm buying about 300 movie tickets. And all of the points are just getting swiped onto my Regal card. To the point where I would rack up so many points every month. Me and Jose would get like free movie tickets.
Not even exaggerating. I think there was 1 year where we didn't pay for a single movie.
Yeah.
And it was just going off of that.
Off of points that I had.
Going off of that, all the shit that you did that one summer. Because you only really did that during the summer. That
was like a summer program. Yeah, where we would take the kids to the movies, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like hundreds of
kids. I mean, I'm not doing anything bad. It's not like I'm stealing money or anything like that. You know what's crazy? It was just like, they would ask. They're like, okay, thank you. Because the way the company would pay for the movie tickets is they would give us like a booklet of like, just like free movie tickets or whatever. Like, you know, Regal or AMC, they give you like a book of like all the free, especially to these companies who deal with children. So I would show up with the book, hand over the book with all the tickets or whatever. And they're like, okay, great. And do you have a Regal's rewards card? And I'm like, actually, I do. Yes, I do.
The first time Desi did that shit, I was so mad that she didn't use my Regal card. She like opened up her own. And I was like, why you need your own shit? Like, are you planning on like not going? You planning on going to movies without me or some shit? I felt some type of way. But anyways, we both benefited from that. That was awesome. But you know, so here's the thing about that. I had friends that went to the high school I went to that ended up working in movie theaters that actually worked at like 42nd Street and all that.
Yeah.
Tell me how, like, they used to tell me that pretty much what they do at every single movie theater, what they do is when they ask a person, hey, do you have a Regal's rewards card, right? If you're, like, one of those people that you don't go to the movies much, and you're just like, nah, I don't.
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay.
The cashier would just swipe their own.
Yeah, they just scan their own card.
And rack up the points.
And they rack up their own points. So they're racking up points all fucking day.
See, so it's not illegal, guys.
Yeah, it's not like,
I was just getting points.
You were just getting points, that's all.
Like, that's it.
But, yeah, that's what they would do. And then, and it's understandable. Because, for example, keep in mind, look. Y'all listening. Y'all go to fucking Walgreens. They ask you if you have a Walgreens fucking membership fuckity-fuck savers card. You say no, right? Desi usually says yes. She puts in her phone number. I always say no, right? So what they do, they go ahead and they scan their own little fucky-fuck card. And then they're getting their little points. And then that's it. There's no problem with that. They're just fucking racking up their points because those are points that are not being used. That's all it is. It's really not something bad. It's really just somebody got to take the fucking points. And this is everywhere. This is at every fucking establishment. H&M, fucking...
Any place that has a rewards...
That has like a rewards point program, system, bro. Your Domino's, whatever. Whatever the fuck you buy.
If you don't have your own points, most likely one of the workers there will be like, shit, those are free points. I'm going to take that. And like, just take the points. Because what was I going to do on these field trips? And be like, no... And then literally 300 tickets worth of points just are gone. And nobody gets to get free pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah, that's wild, man. I miss those days.
So I used to be like, yeah, I do have a rewards card. Swipe that, please. I will take all the points. That is my reward for taking 300 kids to the movie theaters today.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you were having a blast watching a movie with them. You were working.
Oh my gosh, movie days, trip days in general were just stressful. Imagine taking 300 children on a subway all the way to the movie theaters.
That's fucking scary.
Get everyone to the bathrooms, through the concession stands, seated. People are crying because I didn't get the candy I wanted. We got to go over. It was always stressful. Always,
you know,
always
what? I stressful. Can imagine it. I can picture it in my head, and it just sounds so stressful to be in the line with a whole bunch of kids. And, you know, like, some of them have money that their parents gave them.
And then some of them are way too young to, like, order things on their own. So it was like,
you have to order.
I had to stand at that counter along with other counters, because obviously we would separate into at least a few lines. So that way we have 300 kids. We're not going to put them all on one line. But, like, I would have counselors stand up in the front of the counter and be like, help them order. Make sure they get their change. Put it in their, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wrap the receipt around their change, put it in their book bag, send them off, you know? It was a process, and it was always stressful. It always sucked. I never had a good time in those movie theaters. And, of course, we're there to see stupid shit. Like fucking Lego Movie or something. Like, I'm not having a good time,
guys. Everything is awesome. Hey.
And I get to sit down about halfway through the movie because that's because I'm taking kids to the bathroom. I'm still in the concession line. I come towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, that shit sounds kind of whack, dude.
It sucked. It sucked. It was not a great time. So, yes, I would like all the motherfucking points, please.
I want all the points. I want all the smoke.
But yeah.
Yeah, man, that was good times, man.
Good times.
I feel like that was such a big part of our like relationship back then.
Movies, like, going to the movies. It was a big tradition.
I think. Because I know for you and me, like, we had this thing with the movie theater. And not everybody feels the same way. But we used to have this thing about the movie theater where it was just, like, the smell, the ambiance. Like, everything about being inside of a movie theater used to kind of make us happy.
Yeah, the sticky floors.
Like, it was just something about... And, I mean, there were times... You remember those times where we would just spend the whole day at a theater?
Yeah.
Because we used to just watch a movie and just sneak into another
Shout one. Shout outs to the movie theaters on 14th Street, because that was the easiest one that me and you were able to get around.
Oh, you know which one was good for us to sneak into a lot? 34th Street. Because it was so big.
It's different floors.
Yeah, and they didn't really have the power. They didn't really have the staff to really man
the doors or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't able to sneak into Blockbusters or whatever. Or, like, and if it was a movie that came out that day or that week, they would actually have people outside looking for your tickets.
But here's the thing, though. That movie theater on 34th Street, I remember and we didn't go there a lot, but the couple times we went, we had good times there. They used to have, like, the freestyle machines out there, and you can just, I guess that was an AMC. You can just go and fill up your soda.
Fill up your own soda, yeah.
So after a movie, we'd go fill up on everything and then go back into another movie. But when we used to try to do shit like that at some of the old Regal movie theaters, like Court Street or fucking 14th Street, the only way to get a refill was to go up to the counter. And we didn't want to, like, risk getting caught.
Yeah.
So we'd be like, damn, we got to be fucking thirsty for this next movie.
We would literally plan days and go to the movie theaters, like, early in the afternoon, like at 12 in the afternoon.
And we would have it planned out, like, yo, this movie ends at this time. And then we're going to walk into this movie. And I know for a fact it's in the same floor. On the same
section. Then, of course, as times went on, movie theaters started getting trickier because they sell the tickets by seat.
Yeah, that started fucking everything
up. It used to fuck us up.
Yo, once they started assigning seats, it fucked everything up. Even though we were still able to kind of...
We got away with it a lot.
Because I used to watch the seats on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pretend like I'm going to buy seats just to see which seats are available. And I'd be like, all right, let's sit in those.
Even though we're not buying. We would just choose the seats that are, like, shitty in the beginning. And then once the movie, like, right. And then once the movie started and the previews are pretty much almost done, we'd be like, okay, let's move. It looks like nobody's going to sit there. All right,
let's move.
So we would, like, sit, like, up in the front row or some bullshit. You know, like, where people never buy those seats, you know?
You know what? I just thought about something funny. So I'm sorry, I'm eating nuts again. I just thought about a funny day that we were in a movie theater. Keep in mind, if you guys listen to every episode, I did mention that years ago, I mean, most of my life, I didn't like horror movies. And it wasn't until, like, what, maybe 7 years ago or some shit, that I started giving them a chance.
Yeah.
But they used to really scare the shit out of me. Anyways. I remember Desi and I went to the movies to watch a second Conjuring movie. And the Conjuring movie, to me, it's like, that series was fucking scary as shit.
It is scary.
Because remember, we talked about it also on the podcast. That the first time we went to see the Conjuring, we went with your parents. And I actually screamed in the theater. And every, like, it got really quiet for a second, and I was the only one screaming. And everybody looked at me, and it was really embarrassing. Like, that shit was crazy. When we went to see the second one, and I think that's the one where it's, like, in London or something like that.
I think
and all
so.
The crosses on the wall start to go upside down.
Yeah, I think that's the second one.
That shit bugged me out. I remember that day. That was the first movie we watched. And I purposely made it so that the movie we watched after that was like Sing or one of those.
It was like a kid's movie.
It was like a kid's movie. It was like the cartoon movie with the pig that sings.
Because it was like, can we watch something like this? Because you didn't want to go home.
Yo, I needed to see something colorful. Like, I needed to see something bright and colorful, yo. Because I was just like over that demon shit. I was like, I'm not watching no other scary shit. Fuck that.
I think we saw a couple of... There's a couple of movies in our lineup that we've seen that was actually like sneak-ins. I think Gone Girl was one of our sneak-ins.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, you might be right. I really like Gone Girl.
Gone Girl was good. And that was a sneak-in. Like, we saw a movie before that and we're like, hey, this one's open. There's nobody in here. Let's just watch
this. I really enjoy Gone Girl. That movie really had me like, what the fuck? Yo, the movie that I used to confuse with Gone Girl, that was really good. You remember Girl on the Train?
Girl on the Train.
Is that the name of it? About the lady on the train?
Oh, she's always passing by that house. Yeah, it's easy to mix that up with Gone Girl, I'm not gonna lie.
It feels like it's the same. It's like, it's gloomy in both movies.
It's not Emily Blunt, right? Is it?
I think it's Emily Blunt.
Girl on a Train.
Girl on the Train. Where it turns out that, like,
Her ex-husband
literally turned her into an alcoholic. And made her believe that she was the reason why everything was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And would, like, blame mad shit on her.
He was abusive.
He was very abusive. But the way he, like, gaslighted her ass was crazy.
Because
She would get drunk, and then he would purposely, like, break shit, and then just start yelling at her, like, look what the fuck you did. You broke this shit. Yeah. I can't take you nowhere.
Like, seem like she's being sloppy and stuff, when in reality, it was just him being angry.
Yeah, and then she would be like, oh my God, like, I keep blacking out.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't. She was okay. He was just doing that. He, like, psychologically fucked her up so bad to the point
that
where
she lost everything.
She lost everything.
She lost her job. She... Friends.
Yo, he, like, drove her into insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that...
That movie's great.
I mean, that's kind of fucked up, but it's kind of impressive.
I would rewatch that movie.
It's impressive how, like, you could really fuck with somebody's, like, head. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Fuck that guy.
I would watch that again because I feel like I need a refresher.
Now I'm like, my mind is like, wait, was it Gone Girl or Girl on the Train that we snuck into? What's that movie?
It was one of them shits.
One or the other.
We probably watched one and then snuck into the other.
They're similar in that sense, yeah. Where it's like a psychological movie.
That was some good times. You know, I'm remembering there's this movie. That it's more of an action movie that is so amazing. And when it came out many years ago, it was, like, so critically acclaimed. It's a foreign movie. And...
Raid?
The Raid. Shout outs to people who know about The Raid. It's just called The Raid.
And the guy's in... the main character from The Raid, he's in Shang-Chi, briefly.
I think he is, yeah.
He's like one of the trainers or something.
Yeah. The Raid is like crazy. It's funny because for anybody who loved John Wick 3, the last John Wick movie, which was the best John Wick movie, that movie had a lot of inspiration from The Raid. And the people who he fights in the end of the movie, like the two guys he's fighting in that glass building... are literally some of the main characters from the fucking
from
Raid.
The Raid. Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys...
These guys are beast.
Like, super beast. Like, they trained John Wick in the movie. Like, but The Raid is so fucking good. And it was, like, one of those movies where, like, you had to know somebody who had the DVD, or you had to know somebody who had a link, because it never came out in America.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things where you...
It's only in Asia.
Like, people had, like, a good copy of it. You had to find it. It was amazing.
Well, when they made the raid... Because the first one got so big, like, critically, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people really loved it. That when they released the second one, they released it in select...
Select theaters in America.
And we...
You and I went to the movies to see that. We, of course, went. We were like, we're not missing this. We went to go see the Raid 2 in the theater. Great. I remember we were there and a group of, like... young guys snuck into the movie, and we could tell they snuck in.
Yeah.
Because they were just like, oh, they didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
But once the movie started and they saw that it was in another language.
And there was subtitles.
And there was subtitles. They were like, oh, fuck this shit. And they were like, it was just mad ghetto. Like, they were just like, oh, nah, fuck that. I'm not watching this Chinese shit.
Yeah.
They were talking mad shit.
And they left.
And then they left.
And I was glad that they did.
I was so happy.
Because they were so rowdy. Because, like, during the previews or whatever, they were, like, super rowdy and just, like...
talking mad shit.
Making comments or whatever, trying to be jokesters.
The crazy thing about it is that they missed out. Because they didn't realize how fire that movie was.
Yeah.
If they would have sat down and watched it, they would have changed their mind.
Yeah.
Because the fucking fight scenes and all that shit in this movie was crazy. I just... It's one of those things I recommend everybody watches it one day. Just watch The Raid.
It's very similar. Like you said, it's very similar to John Wick. Like, if you enjoy John Wick, you're going to enjoy The Raid. It's the same thing. It's, like, action-packed from beginning to end.
From beginning to fucking end. The moves, the shit that happens in the movies, like, everything is fucking nuts.
As you see, you're like, oh, edge shit, what the fuck is going
to
happen?
It's literally, just to, like, give you a short breakdown, there's just, like, a SWAT team that shows up to this fucking building.
It's pretty much a suicide mission.
It's a suicide mission. They show up to this big ass building.
They're trying to take down like a drug lord.
There's like somebody. A kingpin or some shit.
Kingpin,
at the top of the building. They're doing this like secret mission and nobody knows they're coming into the building. It turns out to be some type of bullshit and they're stuck in the building now.
Mm-hmm. With no backup, no anything.
With no backup, and it's like only like 12 team. Men.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make their way up the stairs. But every floor is, like, full of fucking gangsters and shit. So they're, like, hiding. They try to, like, fight as much as they can, hide in apartments, do everything they can just to get up there. And it's just, like, crazy. Like, it's just, oh, my gosh, the fucking action, the fighting is amazing. And then when they released that second one, it was just, like, there were parts of it. It was just so, the fighting scenes were so cinematic. It was crazy.
If you don't know, there's usually a scene that they always clip and they put up online where it's him fighting everyone in jail.
Yeah. The main character.
The main character who's a fucking beast. I love this guy.
This guy's amazing.
He's amazing.
He's so like good. In a bathroom stall and there's like 100 fucking guys trying to break down the door to beat him up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like his first day in jail.
Yeah.
And he's just like standing behind the door. He's like, yo, this door is about to pop open. As soon as it does, I need to fight for my life. It's one of those movies where you watch it and you're just like, yo, there's no way.
He's making
this shit out alive. He's going to make it out alive. And somehow, he's just so fucking good at what he does.
Such a good fucking scene, man.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie. I highly recommend it. Now, it is Asian, but I don't know from which region or which country.
I thought it was Filipino at first.
It might be like Vietnamese or something.
Vietnamese, Thai, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like from one of the, but I know it's not South Korean or Japan.
Yeah, it's not Korean, it's not Japanese, it's not Chinese.
Yeah, it has to be Vietnamese or something like that. But it's really good. It's a lot of shit has been inspired by that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys have ever watched the show on Netflix for the Marvel series of The Punisher. I know that show did really well for Netflix and Marvel with that actor who's really fucking good.
Yeah, you know Shane from Walking Dead.
Yeah, that guy. He's actually in Saints whatever of Jersey or whatever the fuck.
He's in a lot of movies. He's one of my favorite actors. That, like, if I know he's in a movie, I know it's going to be good.
Yeah. So that guy, he plays The Punisher, obviously, in the Marvel
show on Netflix.
Uh-huh. On Netflix, which, you know, they cancel all the Netflix ones. But there's a scene where he is in jail and he's having a fight. And he's fighting every fucking body in jail. And it's amazing. Everybody says it's one of the best scenes in the whole shit. That scene was literally literally
inspired
by the Raid 2. Mm-hmm. And it's even like in articles quoted as being that's where they got the inspiration for that clip. So if you like that scene, you would love the Raid because the Raid is fucking fire. I wasn't even planning on talking about the Raid, but it just kind of came up. But yeah, it was one of those things where people snuck into the movies and then they left. And I was like, they fucked up because they missing out. Yeah. They don't realize how good this movie's about to be.
It was really good.
Man, but we said, yeah, man, sneaking into the movies was definitely one of our favorite pastimes.
Maybe for your birthday, we'll sneak into another movie.
For my birthday, we sneaking into a fucking movie. We still haven't gone to see The Eternals.
We haven't seen anything in theaters since Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi was the last movie that we saw in theaters.
Yeah, I kind of miss going to the movies.
So do I.
I miss the movies. I know people who just don't like the movies. Like your sister, she didn't like going to the movies.
No, she still doesn't.
That shit's like weird to me. Like it's just like
I don't know. And it is weird because she loves watching TV. So it's just kind of like
or like she'll like to watch a movie on TV.
On TV. But she doesn't like watching it in the theater, which
maybe
is
she
like,
doesn't like the smell of popcorn.
I don't fucking know. She's weird.
That's what
it is. I love the movie theaters. And it's one of my happy places.
Yo, you remember when we started dating? Like I guess I'll just to bring this up. You probably forgot about this.
What?
When we started dating and we kept going to the movie theaters, I remember we used to walk by this one movie theater that was close to the colleges that we went to. There was this really small theater. It was like a private theater. And we went there a couple times by Court Street. Not Court Street Regal. It was a movie theater that was down, like you would keep walking down Court Street past Atlantic.
Oh, it was smaller.
It was a small theater. It wasn't like Regal.
We would go there sometimes because they had cheaper tickets.
They had cheaper tickets. There was no rewards program. There was no Regal.
It was just a private owned theater.
Yeah. Just like the Williamsburg Theater was like that. Mm-hmm. So remember they used to have signs where it would say like, oh, you can rent the theater for an event or stuff like that.
I do.
And we used to always talk about like, yo, if we ever got married or something like that, we would want to have like a movie theater rented.
For like a wedding party.
For like a wedding party and like do the whole movie thing and watch a movie. And mm-hmm. We had this whole idea. And then we were just like, a lot of people we know probably don't want to watch a movie. But it would have been dope. Like we'd have popcorn and all that shit. And then you and I used to have this whole shit about if we ever became rich, we wanted to buy our own movie theater. You remember that?
Yeah. In the sense of we wanted to own our own private theater business.
Yeah. That was like one of our little dreams.
Like Williamsburg Cinema or that
yeah,
place.
Like a theater that wasn't owned by Regal or AMC.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of our little like dreams when we started dating.
Yeah. You know how other people would be like, we want a bar. We wanted this. We're like, we want a movie theater.
We wanted a movie theater. And it's crazy because when I lived in Bushwick.
That's so funny.
There was a movie theater over there on Myrtle Avenue.
Oh, and yeah. I've seen a few movies there, too. Yeah. I think I saw one of the Harry Potters there.
That movie theater was so trash and so bad and just, like, the floor wasn't even leveled. So you would be sitting at the movies and shit just looked bad. But they closed it down. You know, it went out of business and it was shut down for many years. Every time you and I would walk past that theater, we would always be like, damn, imagine we can buy the shit right now. Like, we would open it back up for business.
Yeah. Like, there used to be a movie theater like that on Broadway, like in Williamsburg. You saw, you know, the train underpass where the J&M run over?
Yeah.
On, I want to say Broadway, and I want to say, was it Broadway and Marcy? No. It was one of those streets. There was a movie theater there. There used to be a movie theater there. And the very first Harry Potter movie, that's where I saw it.
Wow.
In that theater. And then
that's kind of ghetto.
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
It's funny because now that I think about it, I'm like, that shit sound ghetto. But all the first movies I used to watch when I was younger.
Yeah, were in like, those small theaters.
Were in these like shitty ass theaters. Like I used to go to Linden Boulevard in the hood across the street from the Pink Houses. People who don't know what the Pink Houses are, these are these really bad, notorious fucking projects in Brooklyn. Where like you walk in and you're probably going to just get murked as soon as you walk in.
Oh, God.
Literally was right across the street from Linden Movie Theater. And that was the closest theater to us when we lived in Brownsville.
Yeah.
Because in Brownsville, there was nothing there.
Yeah, that was the closest theater to when I used to stay in Williamsburg, like with my grandma and whatever. That first Harry Potter movie, my Uncle Necta took me. He took us. Me and Shannon.
Y'all could have just walked right there. Yeah,
we did. Close. We walked from my grandma's house over to the movie theater, and we saw the first Harry Potter movie right there. And what's funny, because when I used to live in Bay Ridge, I lived in Bay Ridge from, you know, the day I was born up until I was like 11. There, me, mommy, and Shannon would go to the movie theaters also every weekend, and it was a close by private theater a few blocks away from where we lived. It was a small theater, family owned, and it was the same shit. Like, my mom, and then obviously me and Shannon were children, so she paid, like, I don't even know, less than $5 to take me and Shannon into the movie theater, plus her. And we saw Spy Kids there, like, both Spy Kids. And there were just small, private-owned theaters. And they weren't bad. Even the one in Broadway, I remember, was not that bad when I went.
Before we...
And I think they only had, like, two theaters there. There was, like, only two screens in there.
When I was living in Brooklyn, was the Pavilion still private?
I think the Pavilion is still private to this day.
The Pavilion is also one of those, like, low-key...
It's a private-owned... Yeah, it's by Prospect Park.
Yeah.
Right off the park, too. It's like,
remember, like, there was a time where we went back, and then out of nowhere, they had recliners. I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, they have recliners there now. They had multiple theaters there. And they still have that old-fashioned feel. Like, you walk in, it's very, like if you were going to the movie theaters in the 50s. Like,
yeah. I remember one time I went to the Pavilion to watch The Dark Knight. Wow. That was, like, right fresh off of high school, 2008 or some shit. Dark Knight. I went to the theater to watch that shit twice. And both times I watched it, I didn't enjoy it because I was sitting way too close to the front. And I had to, like, watch the shit looking up, and it was just so bad. So I didn't enjoy it both times that happened to me. But both times I didn't pay.
That's how I thought I was going to be for the last Marvel movie, Endgame. We ended up getting tickets, like, in the front section, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But when I saw The Dark Knight, I knew a girl who was working at the Pavilion, so I would go all the way over there. I mean, fucking 45...
To get free tickets?
45 minutes on a fucking train from Bushwick. And just to get to Prospect Park and then go there. And she let us in for free. Just go pick a seat. Because, you know, you don't reserve seats.
Yeah.
Pick a seat. Fuck it. Don't let nobody know. I'm there, like, because it was a dark night and it was such a big deal, people would be there lined up already. So I'd be stuck right in the front row. The second time I went to watch it was because, you know, I told her, well, I didn't get to even fucking watch it, so I'm going to try again. And it was the same thing.
You thought it was going to be the same. Like, come on, man.
I didn't enjoy The Dark Knight until I watched it at home.
Sucks.
So when people were, like, hyping it up, oh, it's the best shit ever, I was like, it's not that great.
You want to know, this is going to be cringe. You want to know one of my memories of watching movies in the Pavilion?
What?
Way back when, I want to say I was, like, 13, 14. When Jonas Brothers were at their highest,
ew.
They had their 3D movie come out, right? It was like their concert
thing. Were you wearing a purity ring?
I was not wearing a purity ring, you piece of shit. But that week that it came out, I begged my parents. I'm like, the Jonas Brothers have a movie. We have to go. And one of the only theaters that was showing it was Pavilion. Mm. And it was me, my sister, and Ninoshka, who was one of my good friends. And my parents literally drove us to the movie theaters. They ended up going to watch something else. My mom and dad went, I don't know, to the other side of the theater and watched some shit, other shit. They're like, okay, meet us in the lobby when the movie's done. Like, us three, like, so excited. We were, like, we got dressed up. I don't know why. And, of course, the entire theater was full of girls, just young girls. And parents just dropping the girls off in front of the theater. Like, okay, bye, have fun, pick you up in an hour. Like... The movie started, and it felt like an actual concert because it was literally just us girls screaming. Ah! Like, singing the songs.
That's cringy. Can I give you two?
It was so much fun.
Can I give you two examples of something I saw? And I feel like you're going to talk shit. You're going to talk shit about it. Like, you're going to...
What?
You're going to judge me, but I don't care. Do you see how earlier I mentioned Myrtle Movie Theater? I feel kind of bad for people who listen to this podcast who aren't from New York, and they don't know about any of these theaters. We do apologize. I guess we're kind of stuck in our ways when we talk like that. But yeah, that really bullshit ass movie theater in Myrtle.
Mm.
There were a few times where I went to that theater where, keep in mind, because that theater was in a Spanish neighborhood, every time like a Spanish movie came out that was going to hit select theaters, they would always play there.
Yeah.
So, there, you know, there was always like that one Spanish movie.
Sanky Panky.
Yeah, shit like that. Or there was like a movie where it was like from all these people from like Univision and Telemundo or something. It was a movie that was being promoted really, really hard. And all the girls wanted to go watch it with William Levy or some shit. Anyways, I remember my mom, my sister, and like my aunts and shit. They would go there to watch like a movie, some like girly shit that nobody wanted to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember like my dad and I, we were like, we're going to watch something else. And I was telling my dad, like, we have to watch this movie. When I tell you that my dad and I sat down and we watched this movie and it was the funniest shit in the world. And till this day, my dad still thinks it was fucking hilarious.
Was it Dumb and Dumber?
No. It was, do you remember the movie Kung Pao?
Oh my God. Kung Pao?
Where it's like some white guy who's like a karate guy. And like, it's like a freaking, it's like a kung fu movie, but it's like a comedy. And there's a girl in the movie who she talks like that. She's like, wee, 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 wee.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's a fucking cow that does the Matrix. He fights a fucking cow. And the cow does the Matrix. No, he does the Matrix. Like the cow starts shooting milk at him. And he does the Matrix. Like slow motion to dodge the milk. And it's like, it's supposed to be like taking place in the fucking 1800s or some shit, right? You know, like ancient fucking Asia.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And they're walking around. They stop in a fucking Radio Shack to buy something. Like, it was like a comedy. Like, it was stupid as fuck. The main guy who was the main villain, his name was Betty.
Okay.
He was like, you shall call me Betty. And he was like, he had all these people under his control. Okay. It was the stupidest movie in the world. I wouldn't pay a fucking dollar to watch that now. Not even $1 I would pay to watch that. But at the moment, I was so young that I thought it was hilarious. And my dad, he doesn't know English. So he was just watching all this stupid shit happen on screen. And he was just dying of laughter. Because he was just like, yo, this shit is so stupid.
Right.
Now, a second one I'm going to give you. You're already judging me. You're already thinking I watched some of the worst movies.
I'm not judging you at all.
The second one that I went and I actually watched by myself in that theater. Malibu's Most Wanted.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Here we go. So you mean to tell me you saw this movie twice?
So I saw it in the theater and then later.
And then you traded all your games to get a DVD. Later,
yeah, when the VHS or DVD came out, I went to GameStop and I traded all my games for a bootleg version of this movie so I could show Nick's because I was like, you gotta see this shit.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, man, I saw a lot of garbage in that theater, man.
Good times.
I'm glad that we were able to talk about movie theaters and shit on my birthday episode because that was definitely something I really...
You loved movies.
Yeah, movie theaters were a big part of my life, and we don't go to them much now. A lot of it's because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice. It was nice to talk about that.
Well, guys,
I think it's time that
it's about that time. Jose, we're going to celebrate your birthday. We're going to go.
If you're listening to this right now.
Out for birthday lunch.
I'm probably having a birthday lunch.
Ew.
Desi said I can get the toy with my Happy Meal. So let's see how this goes.
Thank you guys. If you've been here since episode one and you are here up until now, you are amazing. You're our fucking favorite potato. I love you 3008.
We love all our potatoes. We love all of you.
Every single one, even if you started right now, even though you should go back and listen to every single episode.
That's right.
So
you can hear how we grew, you know?
We've grown.
We've grown. Every episode.
We're mature.
Yeah. Oh, we keep going, baby.
And if you like what you hear and you want to support our podcast, please tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend to tell their moms.
To listen to our podcast. We drop an episode every Wednesday. And if you want to show any other support and you balling like that, shout outs to
deadassmarket.com.
Item of the month is on the front page. Feel free to buy something. Look fly at the same damn time.
Damn, I like how that sounded. And only because it's my birthday episode, I'm still going to put my Cash App in the freaking description.
Drop a dollar, make them holla.
Yeah, so you drop a dollar, I will bust it open. I'm telling you, I do something strange for some change. Hey. I don't got a price, baby.
All right, guys. We love you guys. Have a blessed night, day, afternoon, wherever you are. We love you.
Take it easy. Peace.
Bye.